It's 6 a.m. on Saturday, and 6 degrees outside, and 6 men sit together in the transfer station in Shelburne, dumping donuts, they call it. And while there are donuts and coffee, and trash has been tossed, all 6 men are enjoying a breakfast of...
What is this, Ken?
Taco soup.
Taco soup at 6 a.m. at the dump. The men turn from their soup to stare at a security monitor mounted on the wall and watch as a small car pulls to a stop at the trash compactor. Matt Tassi is the first to guess who it is.
Is that Cosgrove?
Cosgrove.
Yeah, John Cosgrove.
He's a Hillary supporter.
I brought my hat if I know news coming.
What's your hat say?
Make America great.
So far, everyone here at Dunkin' Donuts is a Donald Trump supporter. And the minute John Cosgrove steps through the door, he knows he's in the lion's den. But that doesn't stop him.
I have never been as embarrassed about anyone representing this country as this man. He may do the best things in the world, but his treatment of people, I've spent a lifetime as a teacher trying to bring out the best in people, and all I've seen this man do is belittle and intimidate, and I'm ashamed to see he represents my country as a president.
Randy, who wished he'd worn his Trump hat, shrugs.
Well, he's got his opinion. He and I don't see eye to eye.
Well, we respect one another. Hey, listen, we've had huge battles. I've hollered and screamed and walked out of here pissed off. And we come back, and that's the way it is. And that's the way it should be.
Well, with Trump's inauguration just days away, both across the country and here in Shelburne, it's unclear if the way it should be is the way it is. Behind my seat on the counter is a mason jar labeled RG's Canada Relocation Fund. It's stuffed with cash, and Randy tells me why.
You know, when people in the movies or out in Hollywood saying, if Trump wins, I'm leaving the country. Guy here in town said he was leaving. We took up a collection to help him go. And he ain't gone yet either.
Does he know the jars here?
Oh yeah. We brought him in to show him.
Yeah. Everyone's shocked when Dave Hamill comes through the door. Nobody saw him on the dump cam.
My sister is here for her first visit to Dunkin' Donuts. I'm bringing her down to the library now because I wanted to show her the library because she's never seen the library either.
Hamill's sister Lorraine died in December, and Hamill's taking her ashes on a tour of the town. Though no collection was raised for his departure, Hamill's another Shelburneite who planned on leaving.
I said I was moving to Mexico way before Rosie O'Donnell and the rest of them said they were moving.
And even though he didn't vote for Trump and doesn't like him as a person,
I believe that he is arrogant, egotistical, chauvinistic, and definitely a woman basher.
Still, he's come around to the idea of Trump as president.
As I view what he is doing with the patriotism that we are so desiring to reachieve, I have to take my hat off to him because he's doing things like nobody else ever has.
In the 3 hours I'm at the dump, only one woman comes through the door, Sally Manikian.
Yeah, I came here to drop off my trash and then we're going to go hit the trail.
A competitive dog sledder, Manikian says she voted for Hillary Clinton and still hasn't gotten over her defeat.
It's just so strange. It's so surreal. I have fairly strong mental blinders, and I think they went up about a week ago.
I walk outside with her to see her sled dogs.
Hey, Wembley.
Winter is here, and Trump is coming. Sally Manikian gets in her truck, off for a 30-mile mush in the woods. I wave to Dave Hamill as he passes, heading off with his sister to show her the town he loves. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.